This is from showbiz411.com. Sundance, Disney focuses its searchlight on horror cannibalism with Charmer, who cuts up dates and eats them. This is just presented like, ow! It's about time we had a good old-fashioned cuts up dates and eats them flick. I mean, come on, yay! Got 87% fresh at Rotten Tomatoes. Which is why I always say, if you're deciding whether or not you're going to watch something, if it's highly rated at Rotten Tomatoes for the most part, that is a clue. Run. Run as far and as fast away as you can. Whatever you do, don't watch it. You will want to become a vegetarian after watching Fresh. Or should I say Flesh? This is a horror movie that is pretty disgusting, not terribly clever, but one that Disney, yes, Disney, will release this year. Premiering at the Sundance Film Festival, Mimi Cave's Fresh is a movie about cannibalism. Yes, cannibalism, the eating of people. Yes, Disney. Remember when I did my video? It's still on YouTube, by the way. Disney's 100-year war on the family. And I went down all the things that Disney had done over the years. The fact that Walt Disney was a 33rd-degree Mason. He was friends with George Hodel. There are photographs of him and Hodel. Who's Hodel? Hodel was the Satanic Temple Black Mass. He was the original adrenochrome guzzler that taught the stars how to stay young, sell your soul to the devil, and make tens of millions, and subsist on the fear and the adrenochrome of children. Miniature, please, you're making all that up. Nobody actually ever did it. No, they did. As a matter of fact, go again, I can't believe that this is still in print. You can still get it. Go watch the Chris Pine miniseries on it broadcast on FX called The Black Dahlia. The last three episodes of The Black Dahlia deals with Hodel. It's called I Am the Night, but it's all about The Black Dahlia. And who is The Black Dahlia? Okay, what was The Black Dahlia? Well, the world never knew. We still don't know who The Black Dahlia was. It was the corpse of a woman that was found on the side of the road on PH 1 or wherever it was in the hills of Los Angeles in the 1950s with his head cut off. And the body was just there. It was naked. It had been abused and mutilated. And that's the start of the film, or the start of the miniseries, End of the Night. What it basically is about is Hodel's satanic child or young prostitute kidnapping and then adrenochrome guzzling ring. Folks, you can't make this. Somebody would say, you're making it up. You can't make this stuff up. Why do you have a subscription to Disney Plus? Good question. Miniature, please. I had to get the latest season of The Mandalorian. Find another way to get it or pick up a book and read it instead. Premiering at the Sundance Film Festival, Mimi Cave's Fresh is a movie about cannibalism. Yes, cannibalism, the eating of people. Yes, Disney. It's not a parody or a satire like Get Out. It's a straight up horror film about a charming doctor played by Sebastian Stan who seduces women, kidnaps them, and carves out pieces of them for sale to high-paying customers. Eventually, they're all carved up and dead. Again, this is projection. They actually do this. This is not a horror film. This is a reality film. And this is Disney putting its imprimatur on it, going like, oh yeah, of course all this happened. So what? What are you going to do about it? That's charming. He's a charming guy. Come on now. Written by Lauren Kahn. This is a guy writing this at Showbiz 411. I guess fresh is supposed to be hip. It's way too hip for me, that's for sure. Disney will release it not on Disney Plus, but on Hulu, and try and distance their brand name. But it's Disney, folks, nonetheless. The demons are ascended. They comforted children. They won't take no for an answer. Ladies and gentlemen, look, we shouldn't be surprised at any of this. Again, it is all about acquiring to oneself or to one's entity more toys than the other guy has. They don't care what damage is done to the tender little hearts and minds and souls that may view this trash. It is irrelevant. This is why I say the battle of our times, commercially speaking or vocationally speaking, is ethical. No one will freaking join me. I can't get anyone to agree with me, but this is a case. Well, number one, this should be obscene. This is obscenity. This is ethical. This is a breach of ethics. Deal with it as a breach of ethics. And then you actually have a pretty clear path or a pretty clear guide as to what you can do and what you can't do. So you don't know about this, but most of you don't, but the Walls In and West Project, and by the way, I got the sweetest, I say sweet, it's from a manly man. it's one of our long time listeners, Vince in St. Louis. I got the nicest letter from Vince via email today, volunteering his time, and he goes like, look, TKD, I'm a geezer. Picking up and moving heavy stuff around, that ain't for me, but I can lift the paintbrush. I will be there on several weekends to assist you in building out your Walls In and West studio. Just give an old guy something to do. And I'm like, all right, dude, you're hired. The nonprofit we started is called the Crusade Radio Guild. Should cover television and film as well. Should cover the media arts, if you will. If you were a member of the Crusade Radio Guild, you could not be associated with this film because we would then kick you out of our guild and ban you for life. This is why we need guilds and we need associations again, so that have ethical boundaries that cannot be crossed. This matters. Plotting along the lines of Get Out and Parasite, Fresh may be considered hip because a woman wrote it and another one directed. And as I always say, what's the general TK do? TKDGOAT maximum number 67. If a horror film is directed by a woman, run. Don't watch it. They're all awful. They all look great in the trailers. Ooh, that looks exciting. Ooh, that may be. No. It's terrible. Trust me. Women cannot direct suspense or horror. They can't. And I don't know why. Well, I do know why. But women can make the same mistakes as men. Just because you've got a good cinematographer and production designer doesn't mean you got a good movie. At his country house, Steve has imprisoned other women. When he brings Noah to his lair, she wakes up drugged and chained in a room when Steve explains how he'll be carving her up. And he does. From different women, he's taken pieces of their posterior, legs, and other body parts. We get to see interspersed scenes of Steve's rich, fat customers chowing down on his victims. At one point, he invites Noah to have one of his gourmet meals, and they discuss which part came from which girl. All that saves the film is the casting. Noah is played by Daisy Edgar Jones. And then there's more on this. There's nothing that can save this. It's completely irredeemable. Hands off. Stay away. Don't go near it. And how dare the people that are on the board and make the decisions at Disney, how dare they continue to promote their family friendly. They're all about family and kids persona while quietly funding the destruction of society to make a quick buck. Or maybe it's just to promote female horror film movies because we need more women out there to do the directing stuff because this is really all woke. So I guess the epitome of woke now, it wasn't enough to go and compete. Now can I just make the point here? Can I make the point here? Can I talk? Okay, I'm going to talk. The female is a mother and a wife is what's being eaten in this movie. Mark it, dude. The tranny mammies have encouraged and then lobbied for and they made it possible for their sick, twisted, loser sons to compete against girls. Why? My boy deserves a trophy. Your boy sucks at sports. Maybe he should try something else, sweetheart. My little baby deserves to win every now and then. And he was born in the wrong body, too. No, he wasn't. You're deluded. You're a child-abusing maggot. Look at the war against the woman. Actually, the female gender that's going on here. Note that the doctor here in the film doesn't eat any men. He only carves pieces off and eats women.
So it's a video or a movie about what's actually happening to women in the world today. We send them off to war. We send them out to work. And we tell them motherhood is nothing to aspire to. The world is eating the women.
Maggie Minnit there. I have nothing to add to that. That's what I was going to say. That's exactly right. That's perfect. Send your women off into wars. Why? Well, I don't know. Get away from me. Griswold, you bother me. I'm busy over here. You know what Dr. G.C. Dilsaver says? That the woman doesn't go into the workplace because she's too good for it. Not in the minds of these people. Now the women are the ultimate entrees for Hannibal Lecter. See how they see the arc here, though, of how they project. How many of us ran away in fear, like, oh, God, I can never watch it again, but take it off, ban it. The third installment of the Hannibal Lecter Silence of the Lambs movie when Anthony Hopkins eats Ray Liotta's head. That was cannibalism, too. But now they've ramped up the war. There is no family without a woman. There is no family without a man, and a man and woman in God's eyes, but you have to have the woman who has to have the eggs here. So we can clearly see now, 2020 was a record fundraising year for pro-aborts. They raised $3.7 billion. You know, when you roll the, and I made the mistake of doing this the other day, when you roll the number and you say the pro-aborts had a record-breaking year and they raised $3.7 billion, well, 3.7, that's nothing. That's innocuous. But so what? 3.7? Yeah, but 3.7 billion. If you were to say 37,000 million dollar pallets of bills, million dollars in bills, that kind of puts it in perspective. But another way to say it is $3.7 billion for the murder of the soon to be born, to kill the next generation. The war They've already emasculated the men. The porn industry reigns supreme in a majority, 50% plus, fertile age males. The lower you go down the scale, the higher the number gets. You're probably somewhere up into 75% 34 years of age and under, that are weekly consumers and then users, family-friendly show, figure out how they do that, users of pornography. You know, we sit here and we can complain about this all we want. What are you going to do about it? Well, we have to restore the laws. We have to restore the rule of law, and the rule of law under God's loving care.